Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Richard Law joins us now on the line from Assisted Dogs Australia. Dogtober is around the corner. Richard, what is this all about?
Well, Dogtober is our promotional fundraising month. All through Dogtober, we have the opportunity to let people know all about assistance dogs. These are the Labradors and Golden Retrievers, specially trained to help people in wheelchairs. People who have had traumatic accidents or people born with developmental disabilities like cerebral palsy.
Yep.
And these fabulous dogs are an extra pair of hands to allow them to get into the community on their own. But by doing the simple tasks like picking up dropped items, opening and closing doors, pressing at the buttons of the traffic lights.
It's unbelievable. Why are these dogs a particular breed that do this and not every other dog?
Well, we need a dog that's tall enough, that's to jump up and press the buttons, that sort of thing. But it's all about public confidence, and most people who've had a Labrador or a Golden Retriever will know someone who has,
mm-hmm.
and knows what great gentle dogs they are. They're also, they love their food, so they're easy to train on positive food-based rewards.
Yeah.
And they love human contact, so they're the right dog for us.
Now, I've had a few students that I've taught in the past in education and stuff, and they've had a guide dog, and the big thing that you've got to keep reminding students is you can't go up and pat the dog.
Yeah, well, that's right, and we teach that to kids around the country, and it's about all dogs, whether
yep.
it's a service dog or just a pet.
Hmm.
You don't know what the temperament of that dog is by looking at it, so it's always number one rule. Ask the owner first whether you can pat the dog.
Fantastic.
And, in our case, if they don't want you to pat the dog, well, that's their choice.
That's their choice.
They'll usually get the dog to sit down and get you to shake hands because the dog's working, of course.
Yeah.
And it's the best way to greet an assistance dog.
And I imagine these dogs would be quite therapeutic and cathartic for the people that have them as well. It's a constant companion and someone that sort of is watching over them, hey?
Well, that's right. We say they're a triple treat, these dogs. They're your extra pair of hands for picking up items. They're your best mates, no matter how bad your day may be.
Mm.
They're always there beside you smiling.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're a safety device as well, because we train these dogs to bark on command. So if you're in trouble, you can get your dog to bark. Or you can tell all your neighbours, if you hear my dog bark, come in and see me. There could be something wrong. So they're certainly man's best friend.
Now, how can people get involved? I'm just looking here at the Fun Tips and Ideas Pupcakes. Looks a very interesting ingredient. But how do we get involved in this wonderful cause?
Well, Dogtober is an opportunity for everyone to get involved by coming up with their own doggy-themed fundraising activities. So we've had the local swimming club do the dog paddle. We've had a bowling club do the dog bowl. We even had one couple who got married during Dogtober, so they call that their pupchules. But many guys do simpler things, as you mentioned, pup cakes at work or hot dogs for lunch,
yep.
that sort of thing. Even the old hair of the dog from some companies have gone out and celebrated that and raised some money for assistance dogs. So no matter if it's a club or your workmates or just the guys you meet at the dog park every morning,
yep.
you can come up with a doggy-themed idea and raise some funds and hand it off to Assistance Dogs Australia.
Yep.
And you can see all the information on the Dogtober website.
Now, what people have to do, they have to go online and register, I take it, and then from there, that's how they can donate the money through. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
So no matter what idea they come up with, and, there's some great prizes at the end of the month for people who've contributed during the time.
Well, look, it's a great cause, and Dogtober is happening in October, of course, and for more details, you can jump onto the website, www.dogtober.org.au, and there's lots of great things. Richard Lord, thank you very much for joining us today. Very insightful, and you're obviously a very passionate man.
Well, it's a fantastic job, and to be able to change these people's lives for the better with one of these beautiful dogs is very rewarding indeed.
Yeah, look, get behind it, folks. Assisted Dogs Australia, Dogtober, go to the website and really help out some wonderful, wonderful ideas here. But you're getting behind a great cause, and that's a great thing.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.